It's an absolute honor to be here tonight to study with you the Word of God. Brother Austin has explained the importance of having elders, for they shepherd congregations. And he talked about how poor leadership may cause a congregation to scatter. There's no greater sorrow among God's people than one, to see someone leave the faith, and two, to see a congregation close, to see a congregation scatter, to see a congregation die. So now we'll study how elders are to shepherd. How are elders to lead? And we'll look to the chief shepherd, Christ, to understand the mindset and the conduct of an elder. We'll see in our study this evening that elders are to lead their congregation through servant leadership. Servant leadership is putting others before yourself. This is what Christ did every moment of his entire life and also in his death. For the sake of the human race, Christ died. For the sake of the human race, knowing what to do to inherit eternal life, Christ lived. Christ, as the good shepherd, was willing and in fact did lay down his life for his sheep. The hireling, you know, he flees at the smallest sign of adversity, but Christ was dedicated to the people he led, thereby demonstrating the perfect example of servant leadership. He put the eternal spiritual needs of the people he led before himself. When I hear the term servant leadership, I can't help but think about Jesus humbly washing his disciples' feet in John 13. The incredible Son of God stooped down on the dirty ground and washed his disciples' dirty, dusty old feet. Just like the sinful woman had washed Jesus' feet with her tears and the hairs upon her head in Luke 7. Christ said this sinful woman showed a deep love for him by humbling herself to serve him in such a manner. And Christ showed a similar deep love for those whom he shepherded. In John 13, verse 1, it mentions Christ's unwavering love for his followers. It says he loved them to the end. And being moved by love for his disciples, he humbly showed them his deep love for them. Jesus is our Lord and Master. He is our high priest. He is the head of the church. He is the ultimate teacher. He is the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. And if he was not too proud to voluntarily serve others, then neither should we. And neither should elders be too proud to humbly serve their flock. In fact, Jesus said after washing their feet, "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." Now, this doesn't mean we have to wash one another's feet, but it's an illustration. It's a teaching that leaders are to have a servant leadership mindset and conduct. Jesus, our leader, our ultimate leader, demonstrated and set the example how elders are to lead. And that is to serve the needs of those you shepherd with the utmost love and humility. Elders are to demonstrate servant leadership, and this can be seen in at least three qualifications and duties of an elder. Elders are to, number one, be blameless or pure, as said in 1 Timothy 3, verse 2. What is purity? James 1, verse 27 defines purity as visiting orphans and widows in their trouble and keeping yourself unspotted from the world. Purity in the eyes of God is refraining from sin and helping those who are in need. Elders are to also be hospitable. That's the second one. They are to love to open up their homes and provide a place for others to stay. And that's also in 1 Timothy 3, verse 2. Consider Jesus' words about hospitality in Luke 14, verses 12 through 14. To summarize, Jesus says, "Don't invite your friends to dinner because they'll repay you in some way. Rather, invite the poor and others in need who can't repay you, and God will honor you at the resurrection of the just." Now, it's understandable to not invite complete strangers into your home due to safety concerns, but there are many ways we can give to the less fortunate. There are many ways we can donate food to those in need and volunteer. And by volunteering, we give the poor a warm conversation to go along with the warm meal that we give them. And that might even give you the opportunity to feed their soul. And the third qualification that shows servant leadership is elders are to have a good reputation among those outside the church, among non-Christians. And that's said in 1 Timothy 3, verse 7. Jesus says in Matthew 5, verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." James 2, verses 15 through 17 says, If someone is in need, especially a brother or sister is in need, and you just say, "Depart in peace, be warmed and filled," and you do nothing for them, what good are you? Likewise, if an elder does not serve and dedicate his time to the people he leads, does he really love them? If an elder does not show a Christ-like compassion toward the poor and needy, to the poor and needy, does he shine the light of Christ to the non-believers in the community? In order for your light to so shine before men, you must do something. You can't just be a good preacher. That's an important qualification, yes. But you must also practice what you preach and practice what the ultimate teacher Jesus taught. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, the Apostle Paul says, "Be an example to the believers, to the congregation, in word," that's preaching, "in conduct," that's setting the example, "in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Now, what's purity? Remember that definition. It's to keep yourself unspotted from the world and helping those in need. Setting the example is essential to having a good reputation, and elders are called to have a good reputation both inside and outside the church. So, continuing on, Jesus says in Matthew 20, verses 25 through 28, he says, "If you want to be great, if you want to lead, if you want to be an elder, then be a servant." So how then does an elder serve both inside and outside the church? First, an elder must care for the members of their congregation, and especially care for each member's spiritual well-being. Elders demonstrate servant leadership within the congregation by praying for the sick and being with them through this trying time, as said in James 5, verse 14. They also demonstrate servant leadership by helping members bear their burdens, by comforting them and encouraging them through difficult times in their lives. And this is said in Galatians 6, verse 2. They also demonstrate servant leadership by continuously thinking about and praying for the flock, especially their spiritual health, as demonstrated by the Apostle Paul in Colossians 1, verses 9 through 10. And elders do this because they are driven by a deep concern for the church, for the local congregation which they lead, which is also demonstrated in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 28. And elders demonstrate servant leadership within the congregation by humbly, patiently, empathetically teaching each member the way of God more perfectly, as said in Galatians 6, verse 1. Really, an elder must give a lot of their time to the congregation, such as sacrificing a lot of time to develop the spiritual health and strength of every member of the flock. And they do this through engaging, thought-provoking lessons, through Bible studies, and helping the sheep implement the word in their life. Elders must also dedicate a lot of time to studying and knowing the truth, so that they can be the biblical subject matter expert of the congregation and in the community. It may be that one Sunday morning, an outsider comes in and they have questions about the truth. And they may even try to challenge our beliefs. And the congregation will look to the elder to know the truth, to defend the faith. For it says in Titus 1, verse 9, that an elder must hold fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. So an elder must dedicate and sacrifice much of their time to studying and knowing the truth, so that they may be ready at all times to give a defense of the true interpretation of God's word. And doing such will edify, encourage, and embolden the congregation. Secondly, an elder must also serve those in need outside the congregation to show the love of Christ. Non-believers may notice your benevolent, Christ-like character through your compassion, care, and love for the less fortunate, which will give you an opportunity to tell them about Christ and the truth. Furthermore, if we just keep to ourselves and ignore the plight of the poor, we're no better than the rich man ignoring Lazarus, and we know his eternal fate. If we ignore those in need, saying, oh, they're just lazy, we're judging. We don't know the circumstances in their lives that led them to be in need. And if we ignore those in need, believing someone else will help them, well, that isn't what Jesus would do. He would immediately jump in and help them. Caring for those in need is a part of the servant leadership mindset which Christ had. Caring for those in need is also essential to fulfilling the requirement of having a good reputation among those outside the church. So in conclusion, elders are held to a higher standard. They fulfill the highest office, the most respected office a man can fulfill. And so they are held to higher standard. And so they must be one of the most humble, giving, sacrificial servants in the congregation and in the brotherhood.